you. Good evening. My name is Byron Heimbaugh. I'm volunteering with UMass, a local offshoot of the international organization. We've been organizing buses to the People's Climate March. And I will give you the URL to check that out. But first, an important notice. The buses have sold out, actually. It's going to be close to 30 buses so far. David is working to get more. So at 350ma.org, if you go there, you will see a prominent, in the menu, there's a place, a link to People's Climate March that will have information there. What you can do is sign up for a wait list, and you'll be notified if more buses become available. The other thing is you can sign up just for information and updates as it gets closer about where we'll be meeting in New York, because this march is going to be huge, and it's going to assemble basically along the majority of the west side of Central Park, and then it'll be blocks long. So if you want to find the Massachusetts group there, or if you also go to peoplesclimate.org, you can find a number of affinity groups, or what they're calling hubs. So the Peace Hub is there. There are, I think there's a Beekeepers Hub. There's Environmental Justice. There's an impressive number of different communities that are organizing around this. And there are over 1,100 organizations that are supporting this and bringing people there. Anything I missed?
You covered it.
Okay.
Just definitely urge people to go to follow the link at 350ma.org to where it says buy tickets. Even though they're sold out, there's a place that says wait list. And we're going to add some more capacity. And there's a lot of people that are looking for it. So it'll sell out quickly when we get it. But we will notify you so you'll at least have a fighting chance.
Do you know how to get alerts? Do you know what the process is for that? To know where you
go to 350MA, and there's a form you can fill out where you'll get emails. You can also sign up to get texts.
The 350 Mass contingent will be meeting on 81st Street between Central Park West and Columbus, kind of the north edge of the Museum of Natural History, at about 11:15. Sort of to take a group picture and march in a big contingent. There are a million different groups and clubs, as Byron was saying. But if you want to march with 350 Massachusetts, if you're at 11:15 on Sunday at 81st, north side of the Museum of Natural History, we'll be there.
I just want to add, too, that there are commercial buses for anybody wants to check those out. There are a number of them. And also the Amtrak, I don't know what the schedules are, but I know that there are a number of buses that leave early, really early in the morning. It was just a matter of public transportation getting to South Station or Illinois, but they are available.
Right, that's a good point. I'm going down on Saturday, even though the march is on Sunday the 21st, because there is a climate convergence, as it's being called, in which there are a number of workshops and panels and speakers that are happening in various areas around Manhattan. So if you can make your way down with Megabus or Go Bus or Bolt Bus, or take a look at Amtrak. But peoplesclimate.org/transportation also has a ride board for shared rides and some other resources if you need some help finding transportation. Yeah.
I just want to point out, and I'm sure the irony is lost by people here, that meeting a facility in which one of the greatest climate change deniers in history is on the board, and that would be one of the Koch brothers,
David,
born at MIT. And MIT just named a building, a medical research building around the corner, the cult building. After one of the greatest climate change deniers in history. And charity and action have all started home. And I don't know who's here from MIT, but I started a petition a short while back trying to shame MIT about this, and couldn't get very many people to sign up. So if anybody's interested in pursuing it, let me know after. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't find the date right now, but there's also going to be a demonstration at the WGBH studios for a code-free WGBH, because he's also on their board of directors, which is ironic with them producing Nova and some, you know, otherwise good programming.
I suggest, while we're on the subject, maybe we can take just a few more minutes and hear from Cole Harrison. He's been on all the conference calls with the national organizers. And so he's got the latest word as of this minute about what's happening in New York.
Well, I certainly haven't been on all the national conference calls, but I have been on the ones for the Peace and Justice Hub. So there are 100 hubs. There may be 1,100 sponsoring organizations, but there are 1,100 hubs like Beekeepers and Peace and Justice and Indigenous. And so the so a few things about the Peace and Justice. We have a statement, and I'd actually like to pass these out. And this statement is, you know, goes through the connections between, well, it's titled Stop the War, Stop the Warming. So maybe I could just pass these around and help. And that's actually open for signatures, particularly organizational signatures. We have a site, it's peoplesclimate.org/peace. Maybe I'll write that out. Where's the top?
The
top one. Oh, that's the eraser. Good. Right? Nope. There it is. Left. You're almost dead. All right. We have a rally on Sunday morning. In fact, tonight's speaker, Michael Fair, will be one of the speakers at the rally, but not the only one. Bill McKibben, Jim Hightower, Tom Hayden, Medea Benjamin, Erica Violet Lee, Father John Deere, Margaret Stevens, Michael Thayer, Judith LeBlanc, George Gresham, and the Honorable Tony DeBroom, Foreign Minister of the Marshall Islands, as well as musicians and so on. So 10 o'clock, the unofficial location is between 79th and 80th. The whole People's Climate March will assemble on Central Park West between 86th Street and 59th Street. Buses will drop you off at 86th Street if you're so fortunate to get a People's Climate March bus, as opposed to a mega bus or what have you. And you're going to have to find your group. And this is the line of the themes. I made a few copies. And Peace and Justice is sort of two-thirds of the way back. So the leak is that we will be setting up our rally between 79th and 80th, but that they won't confirm that. Okay, they're still haggling. But there will be this rally to get the peace and justice going. There will be a climate convergence that Chris alluded to on the Friday night and Saturday. It's a conference with over 100 workshops at, I believe, 12 different venues in New York City. And so we have a few copies of the workshop schedule. And again, Michael Fair is presenting at least one workshop. This is the workshop schedule. This is the on Friday night or on Saturday night, that conference will have plenary speakers. And so this is a list of plenary speakers. One of the most well-known of them is Naomi Klein, who will be keynote speaker on Saturday night at that conference. I think that's all I have, unless there's more questions about what's happening in New York. We have planning calls Fridays. We have a call tomorrow at 1. And if you go to that site, you'll get the number. Thanks, and see you in New York.